High blood pressure, medically known as hypertension, is a condition that often creeps up silently, earning it the ominous nickname, the silent killer. It can quietly cause significant damage to your body over years, increasing the risk of life-threatening conditions such as heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure. Despite its potential severity, high blood pressure is a condition that can often be effectively managed and even prevented with the right knowledge and proactive lifestyle changes. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast dedicated to exploring the essential health topics that impact your life. I'm Bills, and today we're tackling a condition that affects millions of people across the globe, high blood pressure. Whether you've been diagnosed with hypertension, are at risk, or simply want to learn how to maintain a healthy blood pressure level, this episode is packed with valuable insights and practical strategies to help you take control of your health. The physiology of high blood pressure, what's happening in your body. To truly understand the dangers of high blood pressure, it's crucial to grasp the physiological processes happening within your body when blood pressure rises. Blood pressure is the force exerted by circulating blood against the walls of your arteries as the heart pumps it throughout your body. This force is measured in millimeters of mercury and is recorded as two numbers, systolic and diastolic pressure. Systolic pressure, the higher of the two numbers, represents the pressure in your arteries when your heart contracts and pumps blood out into the body. Diastolic pressure, the lower number, measures the pressure in your arteries when your heart is at rest between beats. A normal healthy blood pressure reading is typically around 120/80 mmHg. However, when your blood pressure consistently measures above this level, typically at 130/80 mmHg or higher, you are diagnosed with hypertension. The implications of high blood pressure extend far beyond just elevated numbers on a monitor. When blood pressure is high, it puts extra strain on your heart and blood vessels. Over time, this added strain can cause the walls of your arteries to thicken and become less flexible, leading to a condition known as atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries. This condition significantly increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes by obstructing blood flow to vital organs. Additionally, the constant pressure can damage the small blood vessels in your kidneys, impairing their ability to filter waste from your blood, which can lead to kidney disease. High blood pressure can also damage the delicate blood vessels in your eyes, potentially leading to vision loss. The cumulative effects of hypertension on these essential organs underscore the importance of managing this condition before it leads to irreversible damage. The human impact, stories from famous figures and personal anecdotes. Hypertension doesn't discriminate. It affects people from all walks of life, including some of the most well-known public figures. These stories of high-profile individuals can serve as powerful reminders of the importance of managing blood pressure. One such figure is the legendary musician and producer Quincy Jones. Despite his incredibly successful and demanding career, Jones was diagnosed with hypertension at a relatively young age. This diagnosis was a wake-up call for him, highlighting the need to prioritize his health amidst his busy lifestyle. Jones made significant lifestyle changes, including adopting a heart-healthy diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, and incorporating regular physical activity into his routine. His proactive approach to managing his hypertension not only helped him control his blood pressure, but also allowed him to continue his career with vitality. Jones has since become an advocate for hypertension awareness, using his platform to emphasize the importance of monitoring blood pressure and taking action before it's too late. On a more personal note, my friend Michael's father faced a similar challenge. Diagnosed with hypertension in his early 50s, Michael's father was a hard-working man who rarely took time for himself. Like many people, he didn't experience any noticeable symptoms and didn't think his rising blood pressure was a cause for concern. It wasn't until a routine checkup revealed dangerously high levels that he realized the seriousness of his condition. Encouraged by his family, he made substantial lifestyle changes, including quitting smoking, reducing his salt intake, and starting a regular exercise routine. These changes helped him bring his blood pressure under control, but his experience served as a stark reminder of how silently dangerous hypertension can be. His story is a testament to the importance of routine health checks, even when you feel fine, as they can catch issues that might otherwise go unnoticed until they become severe. Another prominent figure who has publicly battled hypertension is actress and talk show host Rosie O'Donnell. In 2012, O'Donnell suffered a heart attack, which she later revealed was partially due to her untreated high blood pressure. Her experience underscores the insidious nature of hypertension. It often doesn't cause any noticeable symptoms until a major health crisis occurs. Following her heart attack, O'Donnell became an advocate for heart health and hypertension awareness, using her platform to encourage others to take their blood pressure seriously and seek medical advice if needed. Her story highlights the importance of not ignoring routine health screenings and the necessity of managing high blood pressure before it leads to more severe consequences. Recognizing the dangers of high blood pressure, one of the most dangerous aspects of hypertension is its ability to go unnoticed for years, silently causing damage without any overt symptoms. This is why it's often referred to as the silent killer. Without regular monitoring, many people remain unaware that they have high blood pressure until they experience a serious health event, such as a heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure. By then, significant damage may have already occurred. High blood pressure can lead to a variety of serious complications. Heart disease is one of the most common outcomes of unmanaged hypertension. Over time, the increased pressure can cause your arteries to harden and thicken, leading to conditions like coronary artery disease, which can eventually result in a heart attack or heart failure. Stroke is another major risk associated with high blood pressure. Hypertension can weaken and damage the blood vessels in your brain, increasing the likelihood of a stroke, which can cause permanent brain damage or even death. Kidney damage is also a significant concern. Your kidneys rely on healthy blood vessels to filter waste and excess fluids from your blood. High blood pressure can damage these vessels, leading to kidney disease or even kidney failure. This was a concern for Michael's father, who, after years of uncontrolled high blood pressure, began to experience kidney issues that required medical intervention. The impact of hypertension on the kidneys is particularly concerning because kidney disease can further exacerbate high blood pressure, creating a dangerous cycle that can be difficult to break. Vision loss is another potential consequence of high blood pressure. The condition can damage the blood vessels in your eyes, leading to retinopathy, which can result in vision impairment or blindness. Additionally, hypertension can cause your blood vessels to weaken and bulge, forming aneurysms. If an aneurysm ruptures, it can cause life-threatening internal bleeding. Michael's father experienced some of these complications firsthand. After years of uncontrolled high blood pressure, he began to develop kidney issues, which led to further medical interventions. Thankfully, with the help of his doctors and a commitment to healthier living, he was able to manage his condition and avoid more severe complications. His experience underscores the importance of regular monitoring and proactive management of hypertension to prevent the serious health problems it can cause. Strategies for controlling hypertension. The good news is that high blood pressure can often be controlled or even prevented through lifestyle changes and, when necessary, medication. By adopting a comprehensive approach to your health, you can significantly reduce your risk of complications from hypertension. One of the most effective strategies for managing high blood pressure is adopting a heart-healthy diet. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats can help lower blood pressure and support overall cardiovascular health. The DASH, Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, diet is particularly effective for people with high blood pressure. It emphasizes foods that are low in sodium and high in potassium, calcium, and magnesium, nutrients that help regulate blood pressure. Quincy Jones adopted a heart-healthy diet after his diagnosis, focusing on nutrient-rich foods that support cardiovascular health and help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Reducing sodium intake is another crucial step in managing hypertension. High sodium intake is a significant contributor to high blood pressure. The American Heart Association recommends limiting sodium intake to 1,500 milligrams per day for people with hypertension. Michael's father made a conscious effort to reduce his salt intake by cooking more meals at home, using herbs and spices instead of salt for flavor, and avoiding processed foods that are often high in sodium. These changes made a substantial difference in his ability to control his blood pressure. Regular physical activity is also essential for controlling hypertension. Exercise helps strengthen the heart, making it more efficient at pumping blood and reducing the pressure on your arteries. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, such as brisk walking, swimming, or cycling, each week. Physical activity not only helps lower blood pressure, but also contributes to overall well-being by improving mood, reducing stress, and supporting weight management. Maintaining a healthy weight is another important factor in managing blood pressure. Carrying excess weight, especially around the abdomen, can increase your risk of high blood pressure. Losing even a small amount of weight can have a significant impact on lowering blood pressure and reducing the risk of complications. Rosie O'Donnell focused on weight loss and exercise as part of her recovery plan after her heart attack, which helped improve her overall heart health and manage her hypertension more effectively. Limiting alcohol consumption and avoiding tobacco are also key strategies for managing hypertension. Drinking too much alcohol can raise your blood pressure, while smoking damages your blood vessels, increasing the risk of hypertension. If you drink alcohol, do so in moderation, no more than one drink per day for women and two drinks per day for men. If you smoke, seek support to quit, as this can have a profound impact on your blood pressure and overall health. Managing stress is also crucial in controlling blood pressure. Chronic stress can contribute to high blood pressure, so finding effective ways to manage stress is important. Techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and yoga can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Michael's father found that incorporating meditation into his daily routine helped him manage stress and keep his blood pressure under control, highlighting the importance of mental well-being in managing physical health. Finally, regular monitoring is vital for managing hypertension. Keeping track of your blood pressure at home, in addition to regular checkups with your healthcare provider, can help you identify patterns and make necessary adjustments to your treatment plan. Home monitoring can be particularly useful for detecting white coat hypertension when blood pressure rises in a clinical setting, or masked hypertension, when blood pressure appears normal in the doctor's office but is high at home. Myths and misconceptions about high blood pressure. There are several myths and misconceptions about high blood pressure that can lead to misunderstandings and inadequate treatment. One common myth is that high blood pressure only affects older adults. In reality, hypertension can affect people of all ages, including young adults and even children. It's crucial for everyone to monitor their blood pressure regularly and take steps to maintain a healthy level, regardless of age. Another misconception is that people with high blood pressure will always experience symptoms like headaches or dizziness. In fact, most people with hypertension don't have any noticeable symptoms, which is why regular monitoring is so important. Relying on symptoms alone can be misleading and may result in the condition going untreated until it causes significant damage. Conclusion: taking control of your blood pressure. High blood pressure is a serious condition, but with the right knowledge and approach, it's possible to control it and prevent complications. By adopting a heart-healthy lifestyle, staying active, managing stress, and working closely with your healthcare provider, you can keep your blood pressure in check and protect your long-term health. Routine monitoring and early intervention are key to preventing the silent yet potentially deadly effects of hypertension. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the dangers of high blood pressure and how to control hypertension. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking control of your blood pressure is one of the most important steps you can take to protect your health and well-being. Until next time, take care.